Idalia upgraded. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. It's now a major hurricane at Category 3 status with winds at 120 miles an hour as it storms toward Florida's Big Bend.
By all measures, this is a storm that is considerably stronger, and it's now moving more slowly, more time spent over these very warm sea surface temperatures in the Gulf.
Fox weather meteorologist Ian Oliver, some areas along the Gulf Coast flooded already. Fox's Matt Finn is on St. Pete's Beach.
Yeah, we are seeing the Gulf here basically consume all of the beach behind us now. The water line moving up 10, 20, 30 feet. Steady, consistent, very strong winds now for the past hour or so. Heavy downpour. Right now is the worst of the conditions that we've seen since we've been here. This is starting to feel like a hurricane here in St. Pete right now.
Idalia is expected to reach Category 4 status before it makes landfall within hours. Hundreds of thousands of people in the path of the storm have fled.
For 2 days, officials in Florida have been urging coastal residents near the Gulf of Mexico to move out of the way to somewhere where Hurricane Idalia's storm surge won't get them.
Whether that's a friend, a family, a hotel, or one of the shelters, many, many shelters that are going to be opening up across this entire impacted area.
Florida State CFO Jimmy Patronis, but after it's all over, people will want to repair or even rebuild homes. FEMA helps out eventually, says Deputy Administrator Matthew Payne.
To contact your insurance company to make the claim based on damages that may have occurred to your property. Then contacting FEMA.
In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Already more than 35,000 homes and businesses in Florida have lost power. The last time a major hurricane hit the Big Bend region was 73 years ago. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We should learn today whether there will be a strike threat against one of the major airlines.
American Airlines flight attendants have been voting on a possible strike over pay, staffing, and quality of life issues after contract negotiations didn't produce a new deal. If it passes, it would authorize the union, the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, to strike later this year. That could cause major disruptions to fall and holiday travel. The strike vote results will be announced as flight attendants picket in 12 U.S. cities. The flight attendants' contract became amendable in 2019, but changes were delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. American operates thousands of flights each day to 350 cities in 60 countries. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It was a tough night for passengers on three Delta Airlines flights. 11 passengers on an inbound flight from Milan, Italy, had to be hospitalized when they landed in Atlanta because of severe turbulence. Another flight landed in Wichita after the cabin depressurized. And a third Delta flight made an emergency landing in Denver after a hydraulic system's failure. Federal government is trying to block another planned voyage to the wreck of the Titanic.
RMS Titanic Incorporated, a Georgia-based firm that owns the salvage rights to the shipwreck in the North Atlantic, is planning a 2024 expedition to recover items ranging from silverware to the ship's radio used to send distress calls. The U.S. government filing a lawsuit in Norfolk, Virginia, alleging this would deprive the wreck from protections Congress granted it and violate a pact with Britain to treat the site as a memorial to those who died when the vessel sank in 1912. RMST has said it does not intend to seek a permit. The suit states it needs approval from the U.S. Secretary of Commerce. The challenge, more than 2 months after the Titan submersible imploded near the Titanic wreck, killing five people. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And in Washington, I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.